Blog Talk Radio.
And blessings. This is Bahama Dia, God's elected anointed queen of hip hop, letting you know you are now listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays. Get inspired.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and a big, big salute goes out to all my soldiers here or not here any longer. A big salute to all the soldiers' families, you know, that serve the country right along with the men and women that go out there and fight for our country, you know, the family unit and that support that the soldier gets from his family unit is very important because they're also at war, you know. Every day can be a day that they receive bad news or good news, you know. So shout out to all the military families, all the wives, husbands, children, grandparents, and the extended family that the military soldiers have that give them that support, you know, to be out there fighting for our freedom, for our country. And so definitely a big shout out to all the militaries. I want to read out the definition of Memorial Day. You know, everybody is out there doing barbecues and getting togethers and enjoying themselves and definitely enjoying the freedom, which is, you know, the main reason why our soldiers are out there constantly, you know, to fight for our freedom so we can be able to freely move around and enjoy the, you know, the fruits of their labor. So, you know, don't take it in vain. You know, don't go Memorial Weekend and go get yourself in trouble or, you know, be an accessory to something, you know, that you're going to do time for. Hello, people. That's not what our soldiers died for. They just died, you know, serving the country, fighting for us to be able to have that, this, you know, blessing and opportunity to, you know, have just freedom to be able to do and come and go as we please and, you know, and be able to be a part of this Constitution. So Memorial Day is, you know, the definition here of Memorial Day is a day on which those who died in active military service are remembered. Traditionally observed on May 30th, but now officially observed on the last Monday in May. In the southern states, any of various days, especially the fourth Monday in April, on which similar remembrance are observed. So that's the official definition for Memorial Day. But we all know, you know, the true definition of Memorial Day. We just want to, you know, freestyle it and put our own definition. But the definition really is that to remember, you know, our soldiers, those that have passed, and those that continue to serve. You know, I definitely want to give a special salute to my cousin who did more than 20 years and served in the Army. I want to give a big salute to both my god kids, Marcus and Avian, that are actively serving. I have a lot of friends and family that serve. Big salute to Ray, who served in the Navy. I want to give a big salute to my Marine new friend who we met in Applebee's the other day, who's repping the E2K movement. He took the sticker. he took the sticker. We were getting all emotional and drinks. He took the E2K sticker and put it in the back of his car and said he's going to rep for me like I rep for him. You know, it was touching. So big salute to him. I hope he's listening. If he's not listening live, I know he's going to listen afterwards. So to him and his wife, it was an emotional moment. You know, we just barely opened up and, you know, people's stories are not too much different. You know, they're kind of the same, you know, a little touch here and there, but, you know, we feel, we bleed, we hurt, you know, we cry. So, but we had a touching moment in Applebee's. And I'm glad, you know, big salute to the Marines. To the Marines, the Navy, the Army, you know, the whole military force, whether you believe in it or whether you don't, whether you support it or whether you don't, the fact is that we still have our men and women going out there in a war, going out there to fight for our freedom, whatever it is they're fighting for, they are fighting for our country, and we have to be, you know, conscious of that. So, again, even if we don't believe or we do believe, our kids, our children are out there, you know? So we still have to be able to support them, you know? Even if it's not the cause, at least support them. Excuse me. So Motivational Mondays and Memorial Day. Ain't nobody working but me, right? I'm telling you, I'm the hardest working host in show business. I need some votes. I need a raise. I need a lot of things. But Memorial Day, I'm here, you know, giving salute to my soldiers and spreading good cheer and good news and motivation. And I have an exclusive this morning. Which is, I'm going to bring them on the line. I'm going to my phone line because I have an exclusive, people. I know y'all weren't ready for this, but y'all better be ready. Florida, you better get ready because I like to bring you a real good present. Hello, Avile.
Hola, hola, ¿cómo está, Elena?
Good morning, Arile. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. This is David Aviles, creator, founder of Puerto Rican Flags Up.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have him finally on the line. We're good, we're good. Everything's going good, you know. I'm blessed. You know, here Memorial Day, you already know, we stay working.
Let's start this off by saying that all of us, 25,000 members deep of Puerto Rican Flags Up, we want to salute and honor and pay respects and homage to the men and women of our military force that have served for us. And yes, you know, I'm the biggest conspiracy theorist, and I know that some of our people, they're out there fighting for stuff that we might not agree on. And the only thing that I can say, I still, you know, even though I feel like that towards a lot of the issues that's happening in the world that we involved in, I never, never, never take it for granted. Not at one point, or try to bring down the fact that our people are actually putting their life on the line and just being away from their loved ones and fighting for what they think is freedom. You know, you got to understand, some people just, you know, they're out there for years, man, years, like away from their family, you know, away from America, you know, away from Puerto Rico. You know, let's not forget that, Puerto Rico has fought for America and served for a long time. We have spilled our blood for this country. And, you know, I have a cousin that died in Vietnam. I got cousins that are sergeants and captains in the Air Force, in the Navy, Army. My best friend is an ex Army Green Beret. You know, so, you know, I just want to give it up to them, because you know what? They're more stronger than me. I have to say that. You know, I tried to enlist one time, and that was the first Iraq war, you know, came. And my mother went crazy when she found out. She's like, "You crazy? They're going to kill you over there. They're going to come outside." And all this. And I'm like, you know, so I punked out. I'm not going to lie. I punked out. You know, because she instilled the fear in me. Like, yeah, maybe I do that. But you know what? That's the most amazing thing when a young person, you know, because usually you're young when you join the military. When a young person disregards their own life and say, you know what, I know there's a big chance that I could die out there, or I'm going to sacrifice my family and being around them and so much time. And then they still go and serve and with honor, because, the belief is that they're fighting for the people of the United States and Puerto Rico also. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you gotta give respect to them, and you gotta pay respect and homage to that, because, you know, these people put it on the line. Whether they in war, in combat or not, you know, there's other people that are supporting that combat. There's other people that are just supporting certain missions, or just whether they're in other countries. You know, some people go on tours. You know, they usually go out there a year, 2 years. I mean, I could not imagine how I would be, you know, so away from my daughter, even though I'm already distance away, but to not be able to just say, "Oh, I want to pick up and go and see her."
Yeah.
It's you know, it's incredible, man. So we honor them, man. This is our day. And every day is Memorial Day. Let's just say that, because, you know,
absolutely,
we can't just say, you know, this is the symbolic date, but, you know, every time that you see a soldier and you see them, you know, give them their respect, give them their honor.
Definitely.
They are putting it on the line. They're putting their life on the line.
And when they go out there to war, it's not, you know, it's every day and every moment that they're out there. You know that tension and that stress that they have to be watching for everything, for enemy, for a sniper. If they sit on something, it could explode. They could, you know, it's just like, this is a constant tension that they're under. And then we wonder why when they come home, they're so messed up. And then, you know, most of the time there's nothing for them. They come home and they're all messed up in the brain because they have to endure day to day, moment to moment, you know, life, you know, not knowing if they're going to live, you know, the next day or whatever. And then they come home. We don't have jobs for them. We don't have, you know, nothing for them. And then we expect them just to, okay, go on welfare and just, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, one of the issues is the health care for them. You know, the government, you know, it's crazy how the government acts, acts the youth. And, you know, eventually you grow old. And some people are lifers in the military. But, you know, when you're young, you're actually young when you go into the military. So, you know, we actually need young people to put their life on hold, to sacrifice their life and, you know, and give it all they got for their country. And then when they come home, they're given an unfair shake. You know, a lot of, you know, I have a personal friend named Andrea Molina. She's working, she's actually a retired Marine, and she's working on actually advocacy for all military people for health care and certain issues that a lot of people don't understand. The mental war that you go, the psychological war that you go through when you're in a war zone, you cannot measure that. No one can understand what that is unless you go through that. Not even me. As I speak about it, I don't know what that is. I don't know. No, I mean, I've been in the hood, and I understand when people are warring. So we have psychological problems over that. So imagine being in a constant bombardment environment, and knowing that, you know, any day you could just be blown up, like, or killed. Or, like you said, you know, these people come back. You know, our soldiers come back. And we're, you know, of course, it's not like it was before where, you know, the Vietnam vets came back and were treated not well at all. But, you know, it still needs a lot of improvement. And with all the money that's being thrown around for bullshit, let's just be reality. Like, we spend so much money in other countries. You know, we should be able to take care of our own people. Not only there, but, you know, you know, we got to transition them back into society of America, and that's not happening the way it should be.
Yeah, because they're taught not to feel. They're machines, you know. So now you have to be off machine mode. Now you have to be human, and experience all this pain and have all this crazy memories of things that passed. And then now your spouse, your family have to, you know, learn to deal with you, that nobody can throw a firecracker outside because you're ready to, you know, to let off. And
yeah,
let
that's me. One thing. And then we don't understand the atrocities that these people, these soldiers have witnessed, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've seen people die. They are actually, a lot of them have to kill. You know, if you're not a killer, you got to understand, that's something that messes with the subconscious more than anything. Like, you got to understand, you have to kill people. That's not something that anybody could just do. And actually, when you do it, then you got to live with it. That doesn't just go away. When you come back home,
the harder part,
you know, now you're in your bed, you're sleeping, you can have your kids, your wife, you can be happy about all that. But in your mind, when you're laying in that bed and you got time to think now, you're thinking about the people that you're killing. Regardless of whether somebody says, oh, that's the enemy, it still is a human being that you took their life. You know,
right.
And that's something that they got to deal with.
Family.
And a lot of our soldiers turn to drugs, to alcohol, to pills. You know, they just need to
numb. They
want to
numb
themselves from this stuff. You know, and it's just we got to find a way to help them better, man. That's all I can say.
You know, I just want to give a big shout out also to Lushy Lush, because Lush is a vet. Lush, you know, also did her services for this country for 6 years, and you know, and she's going through those type of things where she's, you know, acquiring assistance to the vet hospital and all that for certain things and you know, injuries that happened to her while she was out there serving. So, you know, big shout out to her, Lushy Lush as well. You know, there's a lot of people that I have also in my family and all that have served, and you know, I have a cousin that served more than 20 years. And so, you know, like you said, people are lifers. People continue, even after they serve, to continue to go periodically just to go and give support to the other soldiers that, you know, maybe didn't do so well. But that's still psychological, like you say. There's people that have done 1, 2, 3 wars, like, you know, like back-to-back, you know, that haven't had a moment of rest or, you know, some never even went to a war. But just going through the boot camp and just the BS of just, you know, again, day to day, you not knowing. You never know. They can just come
regardless
to you and say, okay,
you know,
good, pack up, go.
The ones that didn't go to war, they're still serving. They're still in a place, you know, where that's not their home. They're still away from their family. They're still giving up their freedom to the people of the United States. You know, they're still paying their dues. You know, so I still respect them just as much. You know, of course, you will have a little bit more respect for the people in the combat zones because, you know, that's crazy. But, you know, a veteran is a veteran, man. They're serving our country.
Absolutely.
They took their time to get away from their loved ones, and we just gotta, like, I just want to put this out before I forget. It's crazy that we're talking about this, but, and not only crazy, but just I feel good that I reconnected with a very good friend of mine, Andrea Molina, and she's doing veteran resource advocacy assistance, and we were talking about this about a month ago, I think on business cards, and she was just telling me a lot of the horrible things that are happening, and she wants to help them. And so she did a business card because she's doing veteran resource and advocacy assistance. Anybody could call her that's a veteran that's not getting proper care. She will advocate for you. She's a veteran of the Marine Corps, and her name is Andrea Molina, and her number is 646-342-0898. Or anybody can reach her through email at Andrea, which is A-N-D-R-E-A-M Molina, M-O-L-I-N-A at yahoo.com. And if you need any type of assistance or anything that has to do with your, you know, to be health, psychological, she's involved with a lot of that stuff. And she doesn't get paid for that. She doesn't get paid by the military. This is her on her own.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, she came back and she was in the combat zone in Iraq, and she came back and she had issues, and you know, then she started noticing a lot of the veterans that were having problems too, and she's advocating for that, man. So I give it up to her, man.
She still continues to serve our country. So big definite salute to her.
Well, she was telling me one of the things that, you know, some of the veterans that have been dishonorably discharged are not even they don't even qualify for veterans benefits.
Wow.
So let's say you served your country for 5 years and you've been in a war zone or whatever. Let's say you served and one mistake that they could say that they could dishonorably discharge you, then you lose all your benefits.
Wow.
You know, they like treat them like they're the outcast, and she's helping
and so
a lot
now
of
you
those
leave,
people.
So now you leave somebody that served that's all messed up in the head, and you leave them running the streets where they could be able to do absolutely anything and everything to any civilian. That's nice, United States. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be changed, you know, but like I said, I'm going to tell you this. I love America. I think it is the greatest country, but I'm not in love with the people that are running America. You see, the concept of this country was built on a very incredible concept, you know, but, you know, the money and corporations have taken over America, and that's where, you know, things should change. Money should be taken out of the politics, and then we will have a country that is for the people again, by the people. You know, like, when a lot of people listen to me, they say, oh, you know, you sound a little like you don't love America. No, I love America. I've been in other countries. I know the freedoms that we have. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that it still could be so much better, it was so much better, you know? And our people didn't live, our people, blacks and Hispanics, we didn't reap the benefits of the best America. You know, you got to understand that. You know, we can get into that in another show, but, you know, right now, we're under, like, a lot of stress. You know, the government shouldn't be in your life the way it is. It wasn't meant for that way. The founding fathers didn't create this country in that sense, you know. But back to the issue here, we can get into this crazy. You know how I get, Emma. But
yes,
you know,
yes.
Yeah, we just gotta pay homage. You know, I gotta, like I said, I have a cousin that died. I never met him, but my father's cousin died in Vietnam. I have cousins that have been in Vietnam. Other cousins have been in. Actually, I was with him yesterday. One of my cousins that was in Vietnam. I got cousins that are in the Air Force. They lifers too. I got cousins that are lifers in the Air Force and the Navy. And you know, they're about to retire and from the military. Like, you know, so you know, some people they really love it. You know, and that's what makes our military so strong is that we. You know, we pay our dues, you know. I give them props,
yeah,
man. They're better than me,
pride.
I'm going to tell you that.
Pride, because when somebody takes pride in what they believe in, whatever it is, when someone takes pride in what they believe in and they're passionate about it, I mean, nobody can mess with them. Nobody can mess with them. When you focus on something and you believe in it and you go full force, you know I know, because otherwise E2K will still not be here 20 years later. I'm focused,
right.
Man.
Yes.
So yeah.
At that point now, so should we get into the announcement?
Can we get into the exclusive?
Exclusive announcement, yes.
The exclusive announcement. We got an exclusive. We got a Motivational Monday exclusive with David Arribas from PR Flags Up. Your turn.
Well, my announcement is that me, the creator of PR Flags Up, will be in Florida, Orlando area, on Wednesday. For 4 or 5 days, and you know, I definitely want to meet up with whoever. Maybe I'll situate a place where I'm going to be at. Whoever wants to meet up with us, I'm going to have the shirts that we're selling to raise money for the parade with me. So you know, let's meet up, man. I'm going to be out there in the Orlando area, maybe in Tampa for a day. Let's see. And,
so Orlando, Kissimmee, Orlando,
yes.
Kissimmee, Tampa, Florida as a whole.
Get ready, and
David
Milo
Aviles
is
will
coming.
Be here. David Aviles, a.k.a. Milo, a.k.a. will be here this Wednesday. So those that want to reach out, make sure you reach out to him. You're all following him on the Facebook and the Instagram. You know, give out all your information so whoever doesn't have and doesn't know how to reach you can reach you. Once you're here Wednesday, he'll be here for a couple of days. Whoever wants to come out and meet him, let's do a meet and greet. I would love to see that too, because you know I'm going to be on deck.
Yes, of course. I'm going to be reunited with my sis. And, you know, we're going to have a good time. And you just, you know, again, I'm going to have my shirts, our shirts. We're trying to sell these shirts for the, you know, to pay for the float. So
support the cause,
even if you don't want to wear the shirt, just buy it and give it to somebody, you know. But it's Puerto Rican Flags Up. We're invading Florida. So get ready.
PR Flags Up members that just wants to, you know, come and meet, buy the shirt, support. This is your time, baby. This is your time.
Yeah.
You don't got to order online. You can get it straight from, you know, from D-Cuts. And he will gladly be able to.
Maybe we need to reach out to a lounge or something and set up something on a Thursday night or something.
Well, let's see. I mean, you know, it's last minute. Florida works a little different here, but we can definitely make that attempt to be able to.
No. Listen, Emilio, the Puerto Rican Flags Up founder, is going to Orlando, Kissimmee area, Tampa. Let me tell y'all something. All y'all that came from New York, the game is over. We ain't trying to hear all we working, all this Floridian.
Are you watching
your
car? We're watching the car.
Yeah,
we're watching
the car. Or it's too many miles. Or this. I'm not hearing none of that. We're shaking up the block. We're shaking up that I-95. Where's the other I-4? We're shaking it up.
Que bonita bandera. Que bonita bandera.
We're putting the bandera over Mickey Mouse. Get ready. We're shaking up Mickey. Y'all better remember where y'all come from, New York, Puerto Rico. We don't care about that. If we set something up on Thursday, I don't want to hear none of that, because I'm going to put every one of y'all on blast on Facebook. Oh, this one said that
we better meet up. Putting her people on blast.
I don't want to hear none of that. Oh, the mindless whatever, yo, for real. That's what's stopping me from moving down there. So I want to see how Florida comes
around.
Up, because Florida might be a place I decide to move to. My family's already moving there, and half of my family's moving there. Half of my family's there already. The other part is moving next year. My sister and her husband and my nephew, and then my mother and my father are leaving. So it's a strong possibility I might be in Florida, but I am not going to Florida with this little games that's going on. We ain't trying to hear that. Remember, that's supposed to be the sixth borough. Act like it.
That's right. That's right. That being said,
We don't want no changaria.
Give out your information so they can be able to reach out to you once you're here.
By the way, we're just joking around, but, yo, I really hope to see as many people as I can, because we also want to set up this comedy show over there, so maybe I have an opportunity to network with some people that we could put this together finally and bring this show to you. I'll be out there.
Give out your information. Give out your information, D. Give out your information
what?
So they can reach out
what
to you.
What information?
Once.
They know me. Go to Facebook. I'm not giving my phone number.
No, not your number, but yeah, exactly. Your Instagram, hello, for not everybody, everybody's on different.
Okay, my Instagram, not mine. Our Instagram is Puerto Rican Flags Up, right? At Puerto Rican Flags Up. The Facebook group is Puerto Rican Flags Up /Puerto Rican Flags Up. The Twitter is PR Flags Up. The Tumblr is Puerto Rican Flags Up. Which the Tumblr, we're about to hit 500 followers, which is almost impossible to do. And whoever has a Tumblr understands that. That's how many followers we're getting up on Tumblr. We're just growing there too, big. The Instagram is about 1,300. We're trying to get it, more bigger. So let's keep growing. But the Facebook group, tomorrow I'm gonna be making an announcement, but I'm gonna give you another exclusive here. On Motivational Mondays, hosted by Emma E2K, we have hit 25,000 members.
Okay?
And let me tell you what's the significance of that. We, 25,000 members, which we also have a lot of military people in our group. We hit 25,000 members. Let me tell you, last year at this point, let me tell you how big this is. Last year at this point right now, 2 weeks before the parade, we had 1,700 members.
Mm.
In less than a year, we have accumulated over 23,000 members. Okay?
Yeah.
And now we're about to hit, sky's the limit. And if you take those numbers and you do the math and you figure that we could probably double or triple after this one, we're projecting to be at 100,000 at this point next year. And now we're talking about unity. Now we're talking about doing some really great things. It's not just about partying and having fun. It's about helping our people. And the more we grow, the more you're going to see more stuff from Puerto Rican Flags Up that deals with the children, that deals with our culture more. Like, we want to bridge the Boricuas that have never gained their culture, that lost, that doesn't know a lot of the stuff that, I grew up with. We want to teach them that. We want to educate them on our history. And also, we want to be able to help some of the issues that are going on in Puerto Rico and to the Boricuas abroad. You know, a lot of the change that can happen in Puerto Rico can happen from the unity of the Boricuas abroad. There's more Puerto Rican outside of Puerto Rico than there are in Puerto Rico. So we could apply the pressure to the United States, since we're American citizens by natural birthright. We could put the pressure on the United States to clean up some of the stuff that's going on in Puerto Rico, since they're already in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they could help us. They could really help us clean up our country, get rid of the guns, get rid of some of the, you never get rid of the drugs, you know, completely, but we could put a real stamp on it and create a better educational system and create jobs, because, you know, Puerto Rico, 50% of Puerto Rico is living in poverty. What do you think those people are going to get into? They're going to get into drugs, into crime, into you know, there's more disease. Like, come on, man. Like, we have such a beautiful country in the sweetest spot of the Caribbean. I don't care what anybody says. It's the only place that the Coquico lives. So if there's something in that land, if you took a Coqui and move it to Dominican Republic, to Cuba, to anywhere, and I'm not saying that to down any of the other countries. We love our cousins. But that Coqui will not survive. There's something about the land of Puerto Rico that has, I don't know, some nutrients or something, but that Coqui lives there. That Coqui lives there, and it's, you know, we gotta help our country, man. We really do. And just because I don't live in Puerto Rico, it doesn't mean that Puerto Rico doesn't live in me. Because I'm planning a trip to Puerto Rico for August. That's gonna be my mecca, back to Puerto Rico, and that's gonna be crazy. Emma, you might have to come with me.
Yeah, I got my bucket list on going on a lot of places. So, I mean, Puerto Rico, I've lived in Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? I have the opportunity to live in my motherland, study in my motherland. I've gone to school there. 75% of my family, you know, still reside in Puerto Rico. So, you know, Puerto Rico definitely always lives in me. Just because I decide, you know, to live elsewhere, you know, doesn't mean that I'm not Puerto Rican wherever I stand.
Yeah. Well, you know, and also you have firsthand seen and that's affected you, the violence that's going on in Puerto Rico. And last year, your cousin's husband was killed out there.
Was murdered, yes.
Mm-hmm. Murdered. So
I have a lot of friends before that were murdered.
Yeah, but that week we have four different people that I knew over here in the United States lost to murder four family members out there. So in 1 week, so it affects us. So regardless of what people are doing, still killing is bad. And in Puerto Rico, there's a lot of killing that's going on. You know, we gotta change that mentality, man. That mentality comes with education. An educated person makes educated decisions. Someone that's not educated doesn't take it to accord somebody's life, you know. And that's what's happening in Puerto Rico, you know. And that's why I want to go, because I got so many people and family. Oh my God, so many family over there, and I have to go for 2 weeks. I can't go for a week. I gotta go for 2 weeks.
No, yeah, you definitely
there's
have
so
to go
to
for
do,
yeah, to stay
so much
and
family.
Look, go everywhere.
Yeah,
and there's so many places
to
travel to
see. None of that. It's gonna be the country. It's gonna be to do the real stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's so many places to travel to see.
Get ready.
Get ready, everyone, to be able to meet and greet with the one and only El Malo, aka David Aviles, who will be here in Florida. So Orlando, Kissimmee, Tampa, you know, all those surrounding counties, don't forget to come out. Pay attention to your Facebook. You know, pay attention to the group. If you haven't joined the group already, then make sure you do so. Puerto Rican Flags Up. Make sure you search it. I'm going to throw a link on the E2K Worldwide LLC In case you're not a member, make sure that you're a member. The group, it's about, you know, speaking about the culture and anything and everything that reflects to, excuse me, the Puerto Ricans. Also, there's another group page that he's doing, which involves all Latinos around the world. So,
yes.
And I know you're doing that movement as well. So it's not just a Puerto Rican thing. It's a Latin thing. It's a Latin thing altogether.
Mm-hmm. Latino flags up. You can search that group on Facebook.
Yes. So make sure you join and, you know, and speak about your culture and what makes, you know, and what makes your, excuse me, what makes your motherland, you know, special? What is it that, you know, the specialties that you have? And that's kind of like how you introduce how we know better, more about the places that you come from, you know? We, you know, our things are food. So, you know, there's always food plates and, you know, and alcapurrias and all that stuff going on in Puerto Rican flags.
Oh,
good.
Damn, yeah.
I'd be hungry. I'd be hungry.
Yeah,
but
ready.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you for giving me the exclusive. I got to get into, you know, since it's Memorial, we could kind of do what we want today because everybody's either at the beach or the barbecue or whatever. But I wanted to take out the time, you know, I think it was, I was going to keep sleeping. I'm not even going to lie. But on Monday, something about Mondays that wakes me up bright and early, like, hello, you got to motivate, get your motivation on and pass that on. So I couldn't, you know, just keep going by the day and ignoring that it's Monday. It's like I got a Monday alarm in my brain. Like, brrr, it's Monday.
Well, there's nothing more motivating today than the men and women that serve in our country. If,
absolutely.
Any, if you need any type of motivation, just look at them and know that these people are putting it on their line, on the line every day. Every day, just because they're wearing that uniform, they are target. They are a target of our enemies. They are a target. You got to understand
yeah.
that. And
mm-hmm.
just you know, let's just you know, you can't get no more motivation than that. You know,
salute
them. And this is today's their day, but every day is really their day. But today we honor them. And that's it. I'm signing off.
Yes.
This is Ed Milo.
Absolutely.
Puerto Rican flags up. I'll be in Florida. We shaking up the
Wednesday.
We shaking it up there.
See you Wednesday. Bye-bye. See you Wednesday.
Thank you for having me.
Later. <ya.
laughs> Later.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
Y'all,
but still,
I smile.
Come on,
even though I hurt the eye.
me. Whatever you're in right now. People say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh.
Behind your Broadway show, I heard a voice.
Big salute and shout out to all the soldiers on Memorial Day. Today is Memorial Day. And no matter what you're doing with your family or, you know, whatever it is, if you're out there enjoying the day, just don't forget that, you know, the reason why of this day, of this holiday. It's just not because, you know, another day of just not going to work or not working or sales in the stores, you know, where you can get a lot of things cheaper, but it's actually about soldiers that have put their life on the line. I want to read a couple of the soldiers' prayers that I Googled real quick. Okay, here's one. Is the soldier not the reporter who has given us freedom of the press? It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. That's deep. That's pretty deep, you know. Let me see if I can get here one more. I got to throw my glasses on. I can't see. That's a little. Okay, here you go. Okay. Another one is a soldier's prayer. Lord, here I join in deadly strife and battles, terrors there. First, would I render soul and life to thine almighty care. And when grim death in smoke reefs robbed comes thundering o'er the scene, what fear can reach the soldier's heart whose trust in thee has been? This verse was composed by Sir George Colley, who died at the Battle of Majuba Hill. So rest in peace, definitely, to that soldier. I'm trying to read a couple of more. Let's see. Okay. All right. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul you'll keep. My mommy says I need to pray for many others on this day. But my daddy, he's a soldier of this, I'm sure you know. He helps protect our freedom. I was sad to see him go. Although I know he's safe with you and rather have him here, because he's the one who always said, with prayer, there is no fear. Dear Lord, I know you hear me way up in the sky. Please protect my daddy. I wish he was here tonight. I love you, daddy. And that's, of course, you know, a prayer from a child that has a daddy out in war serving for our country. So again, even if you don't believe in, you know, in the army or in the cause or in the reason why our children are out there, why our mothers, sons and daughters are out there, nevertheless, they're out there. So we must always, 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 every day keep a prayer. And, you know, and remember there's people out there fighting. A big salute to all those mothers that have lost their son to war or to the cause. Emily, my heart is with you always. And every other mother that has lost a child and every other father that has lost a child in combat or not only a child, but a parent, a grandparent, an uncle. Salute. Happy Memorial Day, everyone.